Track 8. Things I miss from home. Ramon.
There's only one thing I really miss about where I come from, and that's the Cañón de la Huasteca. I'm originally from Monterrey, Mexico, and although I came to live here in the U.S. about 3 years ago, I still miss seeing the sharp, gray mountain ridges of La Huasteca. Where I live now, there are mountains, and I sometimes go hiking or even skiing in the winter. They're okay, but they're not really the same. The thing about La Huasteca is that I spent a lot of time there with my school friends. In fact, my high school was pretty close to La Huasteca, so my friends and I hiked, rock climbed, and played there almost every day. We had so many good times, and I guess that's what makes it so special to me.
Linda.
The thing I miss about Southern California is probably the weather. I mean, over there, it's some of the best weather in the U.S. It's warm and dry during the day, and cool, but not cold, at night. I find where I live now in Washington, D.C., it gets so hot and humid in the summer, and a little bit uncomfortable, too.
Peter.
Yeah, I've been living in London for the last 5 years or so, and I guess the thing I miss most about the U.S., my original home, is probably what everyone who lives abroad misses the most. Food. For me, that means Tex-Mex food, homegrown vegetables from my parents' garden like tomatoes and green beans, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and lots of ice in my soft drinks. So, what else do I miss? This is going to sound weird, but I really miss convenience stores that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I miss being able to stop in at convenience stores at any time of the day, buying a carton of milk, filling up my car with gas, picking up some groceries, and getting a great cup of coffee all in the same place. I also miss the convenience of drive-through ATMs. On a more serious note, I miss being able to vote in person for local and national elections. There's something very humbling about casting your vote at your local polling station, especially when it's for a presidential election. Once you've been out of the country, you can still do it, but you have to vote by mail, and you have to make sure you ask for your absentee ballot about a month ahead of an election. So I still get to vote, but it's not quite as satisfying.
Joe.
So, things that I miss about the UK. The first would be bread. The bread here in the States seems to stay too fresh for a long time, and it doesn't actually make particularly good toast. And being British, toast is an important thing. And another important thing is related to work. I found working in the US surprisingly different from the UK. In the US, it's very important to be very upbeat and positive about what you can do, which, you know, is true to a certain extent in the UK. But I think in the UK, it's kind of okay to be good at what you do and just get on with it. Over here, you're kind of expected to be a salesman, you know, like you should be selling yourself and your abilities. I guess in a way the Brits are just a bit more modest at work, and I kind of like that modesty. I'm not particularly good at selling myself. I just like to get on with my job, and I don't feel the need to tell everyone how good I am. But that's kind of the way things are over here.
Adem and Layla.
One thing I miss. Living in the US is the food from back home. And the enjoyment of going to the bazaar on Fridays to buy fresh fruits and vegetables, or to buy fresh pomegranate juice. Not to mention that the fruits and vegetables are much cheaper in Turkey than they are here in the US.
Yeah, and I miss all the delicious food you can buy on the streets in Turkey, especially the köfte, which are like meatballs. And I also miss Turkish coffee. American coffee is okay, but there's nothing more satisfying than a cup of thick, sludgy coffee.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. It's difficult to find a good cup of Turkish coffee here. I keep buying it when I get the chance, but it's such a disappointment every time I buy one. There's nothing better than Turkish coffee and some friends to share it with.
I agree. So, enough about food. What I miss most is the language. There's nothing quite like walking along a street and feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself. Hearing your own language. I always feel kind of small when I'm abroad and all I hear is a foreign language. It's like I'm kind of insecure and I'm missing something. It's hard to explain.
Yes, I know what you mean. I find it's also hard to be away from home on national holidays. Some of our traditions are just impossible to recreate. It's just hard because you don't have the same feeling of people coming together to celebrate familiar traditions.
Sean.
I live with my dad on the East Coast, but I visit my mom in Florida many times during the year. The one thing I miss is my drums. So, I'm in a rock band, but I can't travel with my kit, so I have to leave it at home. Dude, it's like torture. I can't wait to get home to my dad's and sit at my drums and start playing again. My mom says I miss them more than I miss her.